ากระทรวงศึกษาธิการ
สวัสดีครับ
สวัสดีค่ะ
This is Radio Thailand's Morning News Hour with me Varin Sachadeo
and with me Sian Prahanut Saha
Let's begin with the national news top 5 this morning His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mahavachiralongkorn officiates at ceremonies to present Gathin robes at two monasteries and Her Royal Highness Princess Chulaporn will depart for chemistry conferences in China
Looking at the global scene, intensified airstrikes have been stalling the advance of Islamic State militants on a Syrian town, while Russia's president warns Europe on gas supplies.
On the business agenda, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are slightly higher, while locally Bank of Thailand pushes for greater access to financial sources for small and medium enterprises.
And in our sports news, we'll be giving you the latest results and fixtures.
Let's now take a look at those top headlines and much more in detail.
National News. Brought to you by Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline. Now flies direct from Bangkok to Dhaka, one flight a day. Call 1771.
These are the national news top 5. At number 5, the Thammasat Economics Association has been planning to host a seminar on the current economic trends next month and believed the fourth quarter will see greater year-on-year economic expansion. Thammasat University's Dean of the Faculty of Economics, Sakon Waranyu Vathana, said the seminar on the Thai economy in 2015 will include topics where the country is undergoing structural reform. He added that the topics will match the interest of both Thai and foreign business persons who want to stay informed of domestic economic trends. Suggestions for the country's reform process will also be made by academics, business persons, experts, and policymakers from the state sector. Several top officials will attend the seminar, including Finance Minister Somai Pasi, Agriculture and Cooperatives Minister Pitipong Thungbunna Ayutthaya, and Energy Minister Narongchai Akharaselvi. Deputy Prime Minister Mom Ratchawong Piriyathorn Thevakun is also expected to give a special lecture. The seminar will be held on November 11th at Plaza Athene, Bangkok.
In our number 4 story, the Rubber Policy Committee has decided to pay out financial aid to rubber tree growers, as well as use 10 billion baht to buy raw rubber sheets from growers in order to raise the domestic price. Small-scale rubber tree growers are expected to receive 1,000 baht per day in aid money, capped at 15,000 baht per household. The financial aid measure drew comparisons with the same assistance given to rice farmers. The handout is expected to require a budget of 8.5 billion baht, and the money is scheduled for disbursement from October 20th onwards. Deputy Prime Minister Mom Ratchawong Piriyathorn Thevakun said yesterday that the Rubber Policy Committee also expects the rubber price in the global market to increase due to a decline in inventory. Rubber supplies are expected to fall to 2.3 to 2.5 million tons. The Rubber Estate Organization has planned to buy raw rubber sheets from the growers and from the market, while the Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives will set aside 10 billion baht to buy rubber sheets to resell to the government. Six banks will also be asked to allocate 10 billion baht to buy raw latex.
Our number 3 story for this morning, the Prime Minister has had a bilateral discussion with his Chinese counterpart Li Keqiang, during which both sides agreed to tighten cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister General Prayut Chan-o-cha recently participated in the 10th Asia-Europe meeting or ASEAN summit held in Milan, Italy, where he met with the Chinese Premier. Mr. Li offered moral support to General Prayut in fulfilling his duty as the Thai Prime Minister. The Chinese Premier affirmed that the Thai-Chinese cooperation would be maintained and strengthened in all aspects. Mr. Li expressed a keen interest in supporting local agricultural products from Thailand, especially rice and rubber. He added that China was intent on investing in Thailand's high-speed rail project. General Prayut expressed his appreciation to China for always extending sympathies to the political situation in the kingdom and having faith in his administration. He said that it was crucial for both nations to continue to strengthen their ties in the future.
And in our number two story, Her Royal Highness Princess Thiraphong is scheduled to depart for China to participate in two international conferences, to be followed by a visit to Japan. The Royal Household Bureau has announced that Her Royal Highness Princess Thiraphong will leave Suvarnabhumi Airport at 11 a.m. today for Shanghai. She will attend the 28th International Symposium on the Chemistry of Natural Products and the 8th International Conference on Biodiversity at the invitation of the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. Her Royal Highness will grace the symposium with her opening lecture on research into natural products with bioactive compounds against cancer. Her Royal Highness has planned a subsequent trip to Japan before returning to Thailand on October 30th. The Bureau revealed in another announcement last night that Her Royal Highness's medical condition has improved and she is able to make the two trips. Confirmation was received from the medical team at Wichayut Hospital, which admitted Her Royal Highness for stomach and pancreatic infections.
And our number one story for this morning, His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mahawa Thiralongkorn yesterday deputized for His Majesty the King at the ceremony of presenting Kathin robes to Buddhist monks at the Wonivet Monastery in Phanakorn District in Bangkok. His Royal Highness arrived at the Royal Temple yesterday, accompanied by Her Royal Highness Princess Sira. He lit candles and incense to pay respect to the principal Buddha image, Praputachinasi. He then paid homage to the royal ashes of the King Rama VI. The Wonivet Monastery has been classified as first-class royal temple, where several kings have ordained as monks and spent their time in priesthood. The Kathin ceremony has been observed for more than 2,600 years since the days of the Lord Buddha. His Royal Highness yesterday also officiated on behalf of His Majesty the King at the ceremony of presenting royal Kathin robes to monks at Prachetupon Monastery, which is considered another first-class royal temple in the same district.
And that wraps up the national headlines for this morning. We'll next take a look at Hong Kong's leader hopes for a fresh round of talks with protesters, while the Red Cross expects the Ebola crisis to worsen. All in the global segment, when we come back.
For the whole month of October, Chef Nura from Blue Elephant Restaurant in Bangkok, who's also the ambassador to the Queen Sirikit Center for Breast Cancer Foundation, has created a special five-course menu entitled Health and Beauty to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In order to enhance a healthy glow and wellness, Chef Nura has integrated 70% certified organic herbs, vegetables, and ingredients from Sirikit Farm into every dish of this tantalizing menu. We spoke to Kunying Finola Chatamara about this dining for good cause.
Well, we started with the Queen Sirikit Center for Breast Cancer, which was the center based on the underprivileged of Thailand, and we gradually built it out, but it is state of the art, and that was our remit, to build a center that was superb for every level in society, and we've got that now. But we saw a need from the patient load that we received during the day, but also from our outreach into the slums, to realize that there was a huge need for somewhere for patients to convalesce, and if they come to us too late, for somewhere for them to pass away with dignity, without pain, and in a clean environment. And that just wasn't available in the slums. Consequently, we decided that we'd love to have a facility that would offer this. So we launched the Pink Park Village, and we set a piece of land in Munbury. The architectural drawings have been done for free. What we're looking for, and why we're so grateful to the Blue Elephants, it's just one cause that is very elegantly offering the chance for people to come and dine, and a small percentage of the funds to come to us to support this cause and to gradually build up the village. And we really, really need it. We want the local community to grow organic vegetables. We've actually worked very well with the Blue Elephants and elsewhere. We also want to link in with the local community as well and support them. It's sort of multifaceted. It's for the community. It's for the very poorest in society, and we do not want to charge because they haven't got the funds. These are people who get up in the morning and they really don't have a chance to have any treatment at all. And often, if they have the 30 baht scheme, it's where they live, and they're based in Bangkok. So we really feel that this is a facility that will represent Bangkok, but also we can offer it nationally to be an open center. And we're very grateful to the Blue Elephant, you know, for offering such a fantastic menu that is healthy, beautifully creative. It's gorgeous to look at, let alone to eat. And we're very grateful. And Quinoa is one of our breast cancer ambassadors. It's a program I started. I'm not reinventing anything. It's a photographic campaign of very well-known people in society, role models, often role models who were women. Also got stars and so on and so forth, and we photographed them and then put messages about breast cancer. Just to remind women, really, an awareness program, and we send these photographs around the country to factories, hospitals, wherever. Anyone, any workplace will accept it for free. It's just a gift. And so Sonia is one of our breast cancer ambassadors. She now wears a pink chef hat in honor of breast cancer, which we celebrate in Thailand for October and November every year, internationally as well.
What's the situation like in terms of awareness of breast cancer in Thailand?
It's actually, breast cancer now is the number one killer of Thai women out of the cancers and across a lifetime. It's approximately, it's not an exact science, about 1 in 10 women are getting it. And it appears to be a younger woman's disease here as well. It's scary only if women do not go and get themselves checked out annually. And this is the most important message of all, is early detection really can make a huge difference.
That's Kunying Finola Chathamara, honorary advisor to the Queen Sirikit Center for Breast Cancer Foundation. For more information on health and beauty menu, you can contact Kun Pathamara at the Blue Elephant Cooking School and Restaurant Bangkok at 02673-9353. That's 02673-9353. I'm Varin Sachadeo for The Nomad. Sawadee krap.
Fly Boutique. Feel unique with Bangkok Airways. Explore Angkor Wat, one of the 7 wonders of the world. 5 direct daily flights from Bangkok to Siem Reap on our award-winning airline. Experience welcoming boutique lounges open to all our passengers. Savory meals and exclusive service on every flight. Contact your travel agent or call 1771 or visit bangkokair.com. Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News.
The Thai monarch and the nation.
His Majesty the King works to find science-based solutions to problems facing people and communities. The King turned the Lada Palace into a living laboratory where projects were undertaken to improve the standards of living in rural communities. These projects included livestock development, milk production, hybridization of grains, beekeeping, fresh breeding, reforestation, and various food processing techniques, as well as experimenting and promoting irrigation and water harvesting techniques. His Majesty also established rural development centers in all regions of the country. The centers function as one great workshop and school for teaching and learning, all for the good of national development.
The projects initiated by His Majesty have been recognized worldwide, as seen from numerous awards presented to him.
The Thai Monarch and the Nation.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News.
Thailand lies between Cambodia, Myanmar and Laos, with the Gulf of Thailand to its south. Its culture mixes strong Indian influences, Chinese traditions and elements that are uniquely Thai. With its diverse geography, friendly, hospitable and warm-hearted people and stunning scenery, Thailand, the land of a thousand smiles, is a must-see destination in Southeast Asia. The Tourism Authority of Thailand supplies information and data on tourist areas to the public with the intention of encouraging tourists to travel in and around Thailand. Thais are very proud of their country, very loyal to their king, and strong believers in the Buddhist value system. The National Reconciliation process is underway with the establishment of the National Reconciliation Center, whose objective is to give people an opportunity to talk to each other after breaking up into groups for 9 years. The National Council for Peace and Order, NCPO, acts as an observer and a facilitator. People's views and suggestions are collected and compiled and used to encourage national reconciliation and reforms. The NCPO welcomes all sides, conflicting groups and political parties to join in the process.
Happiness Thailand Paradise with the Ministry of Tourism and Sports and the Tourism Authority of Thailand.
Happiness Thailand Paradise gets three times the fun and the fright at Mega Bang Na this All Hallows Eve month. A triple threat of Ratha prizes, shopping rewards, and holiday activities will be scaring up a good time through October as Mega Bang Na puts on its annual Ghost Play Festival, invoking the spirits to offer great deals and memorable experiences. Every 500 baht spent conjures up a raffle coupon that offers prizes that include 100 cinema tickets, 50 VIP seat cinema tickets, and even a Dracula Unseen in Romania package worth 250,000 baht. Any who dare shop beyond 3,000 baht stand to receive a free Santorini Wrecker Fantasy package for Thailand's thrilling Santorini Park. Finally, lead us to Halloween, starting October 23rd at the Town of Terror, a ghoulishly good time daring visitors to navigate through the Station of a Million Spirits, the abandoned ghost town, and the haunted mansion to discover who or what was behind the three deadly tragedies. Don't be scared to visit Mega Bang Na during the fearfully fun month of October. Get there by shuttle bus from BTS Udomsuk. For information, visit worldwideweb.mega-bangna.com or worldwideweb.facebook.com/megabangna.
Does more than simply create an industrial estate for companies looking for a home for their factory. It is in the business of creating cities that will not only serve as a location for a company, but as a place that will nurture and develop both the business enterprise and its employees. Medical facilities, banks, and financial support businesses, a secure setting, peaceful green areas, and shopping and entertainment are all part of the Amata Perfect City concept. Amata, creating cities, driving economies.
Global News.
Back with this morning's Global News. 2 days of heavy airstrikes by U.S. warplanes have slowed an advance by Islamic State militants against Kurdish forces defending the Syrian border town of Kobani.
Last week, Turkish and U.S. officials said Islamic State were on the verge of taking Kobani from its heavily outgunned Kurdish defenders after seizing strategic points deep inside the town. The U.S. military's central command said the tempo of coalition airstrikes has increased dramatically, with U.S. fighter and bomber planes carrying out 14 raids against Islamic State targets near Kobani on Wednesday and Thursday.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Europe that its gas supplies could be at risk as he prepared for talks with his Ukraine counterpart, Petro Poroshenko, at an Asia-Europe summit which has been overshadowed by the crisis. NATO, meanwhile, said it had seen no sign of any major Russian pullback from the Ukrainian border, despite Putin saying earlier this week that nearly 18,000 troops had been withdrawn from the frontier. U.S. and European Union leaders had welcomed that announcement as a positive gesture ahead of the Poroshenko talks, but also reminded Putin that sanctions would remain in place until he stopped meddling in Ukraine completely.
Hong Kong leader Lim Chun Ying has sought to defuse tension with pro-democracy protesters, saying he hopes the two sides can talk next week. But anger over police violence and continued street scuffles suggest that the students are not about to give up. Leung was speaking after more than 2 weeks of protests that have paralyzed parts of the city and grabbed global headlines amid scenes of violent clashes and tear gas rising between some of the world's most valuable office buildings. The protesters are demanding free elections for their leader in 2017, but Beijing insists on screening candidates first, and Leung reiterated that the government was unwilling to compromise.
The head of the International Red Cross is warning that the Ebola crisis will likely only get worse with the real threat of a global health catastrophe. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Peter Morey, was quoted as saying the Ebola crisis will grow. There is no vaccine on site and more people die. Morey added that the outbreak, which has already infected around 9,000 people and killed about 4,500 in West Africa, is an epidemic of global dimension and global threat.
At least 7 people were reportedly killed on Thursday in clashes between rival armed Tuareg groups and their allies in northern Mali. A health worker in Tillet said they had initially counted 7 dead. According to sources, the fighting took place around 130 kilometers south of Gao, the main town in northern Mali, and lasted more than 6 hours. The fighters were reportedly from the National Movement for the Liberation of Azawad and a rival movement known by its French acronym Gatia.
At least 27 people have been killed and another 7 people seriously injured in overnight raids on villages near the eastern Congolese town of Beni, according to local officials. The governor of North Kivu province, Julian Paluku, blamed the attack on Ugandan ADF Nalu rebels that operate alongside a string of other local and foreign armed groups in Democratic Republic of Congo's mineral-rich eastern border zone. A Congolese military source who asked not to be named said houses were burned and some of the victims were decapitated. The mayor of Beni has declared a day of mourning.
2 peacekeepers serving in the joint United Nations African Union force in Sudan's troubled Darfur region have been killed in an attack, and a third later died from his injuries. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon strongly condemned the attack and said it has been a bloody October for UN peacekeeping, with 14 peacekeepers killed this month in Darfur, Mali, and Central African Republic. He told reporters that this amounts to nearly 1 per day. According to the spokesman for the joint mission in Darfur, Ashraf Aisha, the Ethiopian soldiers were guarding a water borehole in Korma, North Darfur, when they came under attack by a group of unidentified armed men.
And wrapping up our global news, Iran and the United States said they have made some progress in high-level nuclear talks, but much work remained to clinch a breakthrough deal by a late November deadline. Both sides said they still aim to meet the self-imposed November 24th date, despite doubts among many experts that they can reach a full agreement to end a decade-old dispute over Tehran's nuclear program with just a few weeks remaining. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry left Vienna early on Thursday After 6 hours of talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton the previous day, but his officials remained to continue the talks through Thursday.
That wraps up our global news for this morning. Up next will be the business news updates.
Rosini's welcomes special Michelin star guest chef Enrico Canani. From October 15 to 18 for 4 days of truly exceptional gastronomy for lunch and dinner. The highlight will be the Villanosi wine dinner on Friday, October 17th. For reservations, please call Rosini's at 02-649-8364 or visit SheratonGrandSupermarket.com.
This is Radio Thailand News.
Brought to you by Radio Thailand.
And still to come in our business section,
a top U.S. central banker says the Fed should continue buying bonds for longer than planned, while locally the Thai Credit Guarantee Corporation attracts foreign interest. That's to come after today's special report from the Royal Thai Government. We will now take a short break and come back in 5 minutes.
Special report.
With view to the recent conclusion of the three agreements on international cooperation between the government of the Federal Republic of Germany and the government of the Kingdom of Thailand, Ambassador Ralph Chu say is informing us about the key policy areas of cooperation.
Thai and the German government have recently signed three very important new agreements in fields which are of a great bearing both for Germany and Thailand, and I would like to say for the whole world, which are of global importance. One agreement concerns the environment, low carbon economy, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. That is, of course, a global challenge affecting all our countries. And in this field, the German government will make 112 million baht available to Thailand. Project number two is on regional cooperation within the ASEAN region between Thailand and its neighbors, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia. Germany would like to make a contribution to closer integration within the ASEAN region. And the third program combines the two. It is regional cooperation in the environment, not Thailand alone, but the ASEAN region as a whole. Again, it is a cash agreement on 100 million baht. So I think taken together, that's a wonderful example for our friendship and cooperation.
His Excellency Mr. Ralph Chu say also giving us more detail about the cooperation between both countries in general.
Cooperation between Thailand and Germany is very close, it's very fruitful, it's a very long-standing process. Last year we celebrated 150 years of our bilateral relations, and it's 100 years very good cooperation. Good. Across the board, political, economic, trade, cultural, scientific, people to people. To give you just one example, within the European Union, Germany is by far the biggest trading partner of Thailand.
Bilateral trade amounted to nearly 10 billion euro.
10 billion euro, that is 13 billion US dollars. I think that's a good achievement. We have 600 German companies in Thailand doing business here, beginning with small and medium-sized enterprises, up to the big players like BASF, Siemens, Bayer, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Lufthansa, and so on and so forth. And then what I'm personally very gratified about are people-to-people contacts that the people of our countries meet. 30,000 Germans have migrated to Thailand and live here. 700,000 Germans come every year to Thailand as a tourist destination because it's a wonderful country with a welcoming society, and they are very happy there. And again, in this broader field, people-to-people contacts and academic contacts, did you know that between German and Thai universities we have more than 150 partnership agreements? With no other country in East Asia do German universities cooperate as closely as that. I think that's a wonderful achievement. So Thai German cooperation, it's a true success story.
That was His Excellency Mr. Rob Schulze, Ambassador of the Federal Republic of Germany to Thailand. Taiwanese Screen Radio Thailand News.
This is Radio Thailand News. Business News.
Brought to you by PTT, Power for a Sustainable Future.
Back with this morning's top business issues. The Bank of Thailand, or BOT, governor has stated that banks should provide sufficient access to financial resources for people with low incomes and to eliminate small and medium enterprise or SME reliance on underground loans. BOT Governor Prasan Trairatwarakun spoke at the annual BOT symposium yesterday, pushing for job creation, fairer wealth distribution, and education in proper financial management. He added, people with low income still have difficulties accessing proper funds. SMEs and low-income households face the greatest financial hurdles, as only 41% out of the 2.7 million SMEs and less than 40% of low-income households were able to gain access to funds last year. Mr. Prasan pointed out that lower interest rates and microfinance can only temporarily enhance borrowers' ability to pay off liabilities. Banks need improvements in their services and loan conditions to better suit grassroots customers.
The Thai Credit Guarantee Corporation, or TCG, has been attracting foreign interest from international organizations related to Asian trade, investment, and economic development. TCG Senior Executive Vice President Wichhed Warakun said the ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, should help expand trade and investment for small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, in Myanmar, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, China, Vietnam, and Malaysia. Regional trade and commerce have gradually been transformed towards cross-trading. The transformation would offer opportunities for the state-owned specialized financial institution to expand its role to assist neighboring countries in establishing credit guarantee institutions. TCG would also be able to upgrade the back-to-back credit guarantees for investors who trade across countries as the AEC integration approaches. The collaboration between TCG and the neighboring countries would also allow Thai SMEs that invest in those countries to obtain loans backed by the TCG and stimulate trade in the region.
S&P 500 and Nasdaq eked out slight gains after another choppy session yesterday as economic data eased fears about the potential effect of a weakening global economy on the United States. Economic data showed initial jobless claims fell to their lowest level in 14 years and industrial output rose sharply in September. However, investors remain wary of further declines given the day's choppiness and fast pace of the recent sell-off. The sell-off has been driven by concerns about a widening Ebola scare the potential impact on U.S. earnings from weak global demand and plunging oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 24.5 points, or 0.15%, to 16,117.24, while the S&P 500 gained 0.27 points, or 0.01%, to 1,862.76. And the Nasdaq Composite added 2.07 points, or 0.05%, to 4,217.39.
According to a top U.S. central banker, the U.S. Federal Reserve should keep buying bonds for longer than planned in the face of volatile markets and falling inflation expectations, even as another Fed policymaker warned against an overreaction. President of the St. Louis Fed, James Bullard, has publicly suggested putting on hold the Fed's widely telegraphed plan to halt its asset purchase program later this month. Yields on U.S. bonds, which have plunged the last few days, rebounded after his comments. Encouraged by strengthening U.S. growth and falling unemployment, the Fed has incrementally tapered its bond buying program from $85 billion U.S. dollars originally to $15 billion U.S. dollars this month. While Bullard wants to keep buying $15 billion U.S. dollars in bonds for another couple of months, Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plozer said the sell-off was not yet significant enough to hurt the U.S. economy or to garner a response from the central bank.
And that wraps up the business news for this morning. Up next is the sports updates.
Happiness Thailand Paradise with the Ministry of Tourism and Sports and the Tourism Authority of Thailand.
Thailand Paradise is introduced to the future of flying boutique as Bangkok Airways unveils a myriad of technological innovations. A revamped BangkokAir.com presents every function to get you flying in an easily navigated format, made easier by the new PG Live Chat, in which a real Bangkok Airways agent walks you through any query, live, online, 24 hours daily. Passengers on the go can download the free Bangkok Airways mobile application for both iOS and Android, or walk up to one of Thailand's first fully automated ticket kiosks to search flight data, make payments, and even print tickets. While all the channels offer easy payment, travelers can still pay via airline ticket offices and tour agents or at counter service outlets nationwide. Before departure, log back online for web check-in or use the self-check-in kiosk as little as 50 minutes before your flight. Environmentally minded domestic travelers even have the option of an e-boarding pass that will fast-track them to the Bangkok Airways Boutique Lounge. Fly Boutique. Feel unique in a new era of boutique comfort. For more information and services, contact the Bangkok Airways call center at 1-771-247.
Radio Thailand News.
สวัสดีครับ Welcome back to ASEAN Focus and today's edition is Thailand Tops 2014 ASEAN Energy Awards. Thailand remains the regional champion after receiving 13 ASEAN Energy Awards at this year's event. Energy Minister Narong Chai Akrasen said that among the 10 ASEAN countries, Thailand won the largest number of awards, 13 out of the total of 45 on offer. The award ceremony was held in Vientiane, so the Thailand took 7 top awards, 2 first runner-up honors, and 4 second runner-ups. Mr. Narong Chai said this achievement wouldn't have happened without strong cooperation between the private and public sectors. He also told the media representatives that during the 32nd ASEAN Ministers of Energy meeting related meetings in Vientiane, the Thai and Laotian energy ministers met to discuss future power purchase deal between the two countries. ASEAN countries are pushing forward to promote energy integration in an effort to cooperate with one another in fuel cell production and distribution. Meanwhile, Laos will also push for the acceleration of energy integration under the ASEAN power grid to address imbalance in the distribution of power generating resources in the region. And that's it for today's edition of ASEAN Focus. My name is Tinyakon Pimpi. สวัสดีครับ
Sports News.
Anna Paul, Richard Rogan is here with the sports update.
Thank you, Anna Paul, and welcome. I'm Paul Rochopagan here with your sports update today. Looking at football, according to Albania's Football Association, or NFA, Albanian players were left emotionally shaken and psychologically distraught by the violence that caused their Euro qualifier with Serbia to be abandoned. Players and fans clashed in Belgrade after a flag with a political message was flown into the stadium by a drone. UEFA has charged both countries' FAs in an NFA and motive statement. The Albanian FA condemned the racist violence of the Serbia players and negative propaganda of their FA. The statement, written by Albanian FA marketing and PR director Gazmend Malo, said, with cuts and bruises and bloody trauma to the head, the Albanian side was understandably emotionally shaken and psychologically distraught, unable to play the beautiful game in such an ugly, ugly situation. It went on to say that some Serbian media went as far as to declare that Ulci Rama was arrested, which he certainly wasn't, but the vile nature of negative propaganda thrives on such lies. And continuing on, the Confederation of African Football has approached Ghana and South Africa about hosting the 2015 Nations Cup. Last week, scheduled host Morocco asked CAF to postpone the January tournament because of fears over Ebola. South Africa has been sent a similar letter. CAF, CAF has stated that there are no changes to the schedule of next year's tournament, and it would discuss the Moroccan Health Ministry's request on November 2nd before meeting Moroccan officials the following day. Speaking in an interview with Ghanaian radio station City FM, Ayariga added that CAF also indicated that it was firm on the tournament dates, but they will meet the Moroccan authorities and take a decision at that meeting. Almost 4,500 people have died in the Ebola epidemic that broke out in West Africa at the start of the year. Well, Moroccan Youth and Sports Minister Mohamed Ouzine said on Thursday that his country had not withdrawn as hosts. He reiterated that they will follow the lead of the World Health Organization, which has advised against big gatherings in the fight against the Ebola outbreak. And now looking at tennis, Andy Murray boosted his hopes of qualifying for the World Tour Finals by defeating Canada's Vasek Pospisil, 6-4, 6-4, in round two of the Vienna Open. Murray, who received a bye in the first round, will face Germany's Jean-Lennard Struff in the quarterfinals. The 27-year-old Briton's chances of reaching London next month were also lifted by the defeat for Milos Raonic, in round two of the Kremlin Cup. The Canadian lost 6-3, 4-6, 6-3 to Lithuanian qualifier Ricardas Berankis. Murray is 10th in the race to London, 95 points behind Raonic, and competing in Austria alongside Spain's David Federer, who is 9th overall and 60 points ahead of the Scot. The top eight players in the race qualify for the season-ending tournament. Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Stan Wawrinka, and U.S. Open champion Marin Cilic have already secured their places. Murray began slowly against Plus Peso, missing several early chances before breaking 5-4 and serving out the first set. He let slip a 3-1 lead in the second set before finally closing it after breaking again at 4-4. Top seed Federer won his opening match, beating Tobias Kampf of Germany 7-5, 6-1 to reach the last eight, where he faces Ivo Karlovic. And that was our sporting updates for this morning.
Next, we have
much more coming up. All right.
Radio Thailand News.
Take on Thailand.
Supanburi Province is one of the most ancient regions of Thailand, with abundant natural
and historical significance.
This province used to be a prime border city during Ayutthaya period
and has witnessed
several battles with the Burmese. There are numerous remnant sites excavated all around the province that aptly describe the history of Supanburi. The most significant tourist destination in Supanburi is the beautiful Buntawak Lake.
It is the biggest freshwater lake in this province.
Bird lovers can have a fantastic time at the Suanok Tasidet Bird Sanctuary. It houses several rare species of birds, including open-billed stork, heron, painted stork, night heron, and white ibis. Historians can satiate their quest at the ancient Don Jedi Monument, City Pillar, and the Wukong National Museum. There are several ancient Buddhist temples and shrines in this region known for their highly revered images of Lord Buddha, highly decorated murals, exquisite wood carvings, and beautiful stuccos.
And that's it for today's edition of Take On Thailand.
More information, visit ThailandBuddy.com.
Catch what's happening around the world with global news at Radio Thailand on FM 88.
Radio Thailand News, broadcasting from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government.
Australia invites travelers to the land down under for dinner. The Nomad learns more about this tourism promotion as we were welcomed by His Excellency Mr. James White, Australian Ambassador to Thailand, at his residence one lazy Sunday afternoon.
So, Ambassador James, Australia, I've never been there myself.
So excited to go to Australia. How do we start?
Well, it depends what you want to do. There's something available for everybody in Australia, so it's a matter of defining what it is you'd like to do.
Yeah,
and
we can turn it in for you. Yeah,
it's true. If you're into ecotourism, there's some wonderful locations, whether it's the Great Barrier Reef or Ayers Rock, or Kakadu National Park in the far north, or bushwalking in places like Tasmania.
Yeah. I'm a scuba diver, so I should definitely.
There's nowhere better.
Yeah.
Than the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw you looking at some of the videos that the highlight of this year's tourism
this
promotion.
This year, we're putting a special focus on promoting Australian food. Come to Australia for dinner. And we do have wonderful food. I mean, one of our major export categories to Thailand, of course, is fine food. You find in all your restaurants and shopping malls here very good Australian food.
Wines.
Mm-hmm.
We've got great wines.
And cheeses. It's hard to think of a food type that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
We have very good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Put a lot of emphasis on quality.
Mm-hmm.
And we've developed wonderful restaurants as well. Mm-hmm. In fact, quite a lot of the
chefs here in Bangkok,
mm-hmm. top chefs are Australian.
Mm-hmm.
We have many, many more of them in Australia,
mm-hmm.
And have developed an international reputation for cuisine.
Seafood, beef, lamb,
all readily available.
Yeah.
But beyond that, if people aren't into beef and lamb, and I know a lot of Thais prefer not to eat red meat, but we have excellent seafood, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board, first-rate food, very well prepared, and supplemented by some excellent Australian wine.
Mm. Which city in particular are the highlights for the culinary?
Without exception, you'll find good food wherever you go in Australia. So I can't pick one over the other. And so I don't say that because, you know, I have to be careful which one I pick. It's true. Wherever you go in Australia, you will find good food.
Is it difficult to get a visa?
No,
it's
very straightforward to get a visa.
Is it outsourced or is it...
Yeah. The people just go to VFS office and lodge there.
Yeah.
And it's fairly straightforward. And we are able to process visitor visas within maximum of 10 working days. Quite often it's much less time.
Stepping into this building, Ambassador, the embassy, the residence, I feel like I'm living in a resort. I see lots of golden color and green. I mean, are there any other significance?
Well, yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
This building, both the office and the residence, were designed by an Australian architect called Ken Woolley.
Okay.
A famous Australian architect,
but
he had assisting him a Thai firm as well, with the famous name of Devakun. So incorporated into the building are Thai features, but the elevation you see here with the pillars is a lot like a traditional Thai house, which of course is elevated.
Mm-hmm.
We have two ceilings everywhere, even outside.
They're
modeled on tiles at your famous Wat Pho. Just last weekend, I went to Nakhon Pathom and saw the chedi there, big massive chedi.
And again, it was very similar in colour
to these. And the other strong feature from Thai design is the water. I suspect almost a half of this block of land is in fact water. So the architects and the landscape designers put a lot of emphasis on water.
His Excellency Mr. James Weiss, Australian Ambassador to Thailand, encouraging tourists to go for dinner in Australia. And that's the country's tourism promotion for 2014. I'm Valerie Nisachadeo for The Nomad. Swadhi Kha.
To wrap up the morning news hour. To contact us, your email address is radio_Thailand@hotmail.com. And be sure to visit our Facebook page by typing in Radio Thailand English Language News. And you can also follow our tweets on Twitter at @radio_Thailand. Have a good day today.
Once again, I'm Harin Sachadeo. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Swadhi Kha.
Swadhi Kha.
ไม่อาจให้สายไปเพื่อนำรักกลับมาต้องให้ Thank you. This is Radio Thailand World Service, broadcasting from Bangkok and relayed over transmitters in Bandung, Udon Thani, northeastern Thailand. For listeners in Asia and the Pacific, the Middle East and Africa, Europe and America, it is now time for our broadcast in German.
Einen schönen guten Abend aus dem Funkhaus in Bangkok und herzlich willkommen zum deutschen Programm von Radio Thailand. Für Freitag, den 17. Oktober 2014. Zunächst die Themen. Rechnungspolitikbüro hofft, die erzeugenden Maßnahmen werden 2014 Bruttoinlandsproduktwachstum fördern. Flughafensbehörde Thailand setzt einen neuen Investitionsplan für Suvarnabhumi Flughafen in Gang. Erstes Mobilwasserdatenzentrum in Asien. Tourismusbehörde Thailands bezahlt ganzer Visumplan, um bei der Förderung des Tourismus zu helfen. Rechnungspolitikbüro hofft, die erzeugenden Maßnahmen werden 2014 Bruttoinlandsproduktwachstum fördern. Das Finanzministerium machte bekannt, dass es die Schätzung von Thailands Bruttoinlandsproduktwachstum ein bisschen verringern, überarbeiten wird, sagen, dass die erzeugenden Maßnahmen der Regierung bei der Erweiterung von Thai-Wirtschaft bei 2% pro Jahr helfen würde. Direktor von Rechnungspolitikbüro, Bissada Sina Vichadada, sagte, das Büro schätzte voraus, dass die Rate von dem Thai-Bruttoinlandsproduktwachstum dieses Jahres zwischen 1,6 bis 2% stehen würde und die Rate vom Exportwachstum weniger als 1% wäre, weniger als der vorherigen Schätzung von 1,5%. Die niedrige Schätzung für Exportsektor würde auf die wirtschaftliche Erweiterung des Landes in 2014 wirken, welche auch von den erzeugenden Maßnahmen der Regierung abhängte, sagte der Direktor. Betreffend die Wirtschaft im August 2014 gab es Schrumpfungen in Konsum, Export, Investition, Tourismus und Industrie. Export hatte den Wert von 18,9 Milliarden US-Dollar, senken bei 7,4%. Und die Nummer der Touristen war 2,08 Millionen, senken bei 11,9%.